Blog Talk Radio.
To the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. We're live here tonight. It's Motivated Mondays, and I hope you guys are motivated because I am. And we want to welcome, and we also want to thank you for tuning in tonight. We got a special treat for you guys. We have an amazing guest. Y'all might know her as the X Factor USA winner of first season, Miss Melanie Amaro. So we're going to be talking with her as well. And to all the listeners, you can feel free to call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak with myself or our guest for tonight. And not only that, we do have our social networking site up and running right now. So if you tune in, let us know that you are listening, and we will shout you out on air as well. Follow us on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich as well as at Nikki R Show. And you can also go to our other social sites as well. Instagram, we got it running, as well as Facebook. And it's the same at Miss Nikki Rich and The Nikki Rich Show as well. Again, you can listen to The Nikki Rich Show anytime on iTunes. Every episode, all the interviews, past guests, and what have you are there. So you definitely can check that out on iTunes, and you can download it right after the show. And if you not only want to go there, you can log on to NikkiRichShow.com, where you can see the on-air tab. You can go there and listen to The Nikki Rich Show as well. And, again, we welcome you guys to call in 323-580-5749, and we will have our chat room open shortly. But we're just moments away. We're talking with our special guest. And, again, we got a special site set, so follow us on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich as well as at Nikki R Show. And we have some upcoming events as well coming up, and we want everybody to, you know, keep it locked in. And we do have all the information that you might need. If you go to NikkiRichShow.com, we got all the information that you might need there as well. And also, not only that, starting in July, which is next week, we will be having also our format change, the whole Nikki Rich Show time, and we are pumped up about that, and everything is changing, and we're excited because we're growing. The Nikki Rich Show has truly grown right now. The last time I checked, we had over 330,000 listeners, so that's pretty hot, and we're going to keep it going, so much love to all the supporters. Without you, we cannot do it. And I just thank God, you know, for allowing us to have a platform where we can display so many amazing entrepreneurs, so many artists with amazing talents and so forth. But we're going to take a quick break. I see we got the lines going crazy, and we're going to get to our guests. So right now we're going to quickly go to Robotic Love by Duell. And we'll come back with our special guest for tonight, Robotic Love. You're rocking with the hottest radio station.
One look turns me into your obsession. I program in your love. Breathe in all your affection. Inject me one more time. Wanna be the Russian sign. Me, baby, hit me with that one more time. Give it to me now, give it to me now. Now watch my body bang, bang, bang. Yeah, I'm on. Got you right where we belong. With your touch, I feel so strong. I'm a dance on ya, eh, eh, on and on, on, on. You bring me alive. Hey, yeah, yeah.
Take me higher. Take me higher. Got all my focus on you, baby. Like a vulture on its prey. No pain, got everything to gain. Robotic love, there's no delay.
Activate me, you wanna make me. Give you my love, it's on, can never break me. No faking, so amazing.
Nikki Reed.
Welcome back to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show, and it's Motivated Mondays. And you know, on Motivated Mondays, I tell you, we bring on the best guests. We bring them on to inspire, motivate all you listeners out there. And when I tell you, they are the best. They are so many amazing stories each and every Motivated Monday. And tonight again, boy, I'm excited. We would like to welcome for the first time on the Nikki Rich Show, Miss Melanie Amaro. I do want to tell you guys a little bit about her before we get to our special guest. I tell you, truly amazing, amazing individual. And yeah, some of y'all might compare her to Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston and so much more, have accomplished so much within these past years, and it's truly amazing and an honor to have X Factor's USA first season winner, Miss Melanie Amaro. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. We're glad to have you.
I'm happy to be on the radio with you.
Yes, ma'am. And you know what? I want to first start off by saying congratulations on all your success.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's been a long journey, so.
Yes, it has. It has. And like I said earlier, you know, some people compare you to the great classic R&B divas, Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston. I tell you,
that
is truly amazing.
Well, thank you. I just hope to, you know, make them proud and, you know, do my music and, you know, hope that they smile on everything that I do. So I'm just trying to, you know, make the wonderful divas that came before me, you know, just happy, I guess. So.
Yes. Well, we know it's your first time here. Now, go ahead and let everybody know, how did you get started into, music? I know some people, they start in church and they do also not only that, different competitions and so forth. How did you get started?
I started in church. I did. I mean, actually, if you want to go all the way back, I started in the womb. It's crazy. I started singing when I was so, so young. I was like 6 months, and my mother said she heard me hit my first note, and it's crazy, you know. But, yeah, I did start in church, you know. Living in the Virgin Islands, I had to find something to take my mind off of me being away from my parents, you know, being away from my family, because I was living in the Virgin Islands with, you know, my grandparents. So I drew near to God for, you know, like love and just knowing that He's there. So I started singing in the choir and started doing songs on Sunday and whatnot. So it definitely helped me to, you know, like groom my voice. So.
That is amazing, and I love that she said, you know, it drew you closer to the Lord, you know, and you put Him first, and you know, when you put Him first, that, look what happened.
Yeah,
look where you are, you know.
Believing, you know, I kept faith, and I prayed about it. I was just like, you know, I'm gonna leave it in God's hands, and I did the same while I was on the show. With everything that I did, it was just like, if it's meant to be, it'll be, because, you know, God will never put me in a situation that I can't handle. So, you know.
He will not. And I love that, the fact that you are telling everybody this is the person right here to help you get through not only your grandparents, but, you know, God as well. But because I tell you, it's truly a blessing to know him. And look, you have accomplished so much. You have encountered so many amazing people along the way. And I'm pretty sure it's been a lot of people that helped you along the way thus far as well.
Yeah, definitely. I've had a lot of, like, great people, you know. God has put so many great people in my life, you know, to help me to, you know, get to where I need to be. You know, I'm not there yet, but I'm definitely working on it. And, you know, with all the good people in my life and, you know, just keeping God first, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to get where I need to go, you know.
Exactly. And being a part of X Factor USA, tell us about that journey. How was it just being a part of that movement?
Oh, X Factor has definitely changed my life. You know, even, like, before, like, the live shows, I was going through audition processes and, you know, sitting in audition rooms for hours, you know, getting ready to go on stage to sing or going in front of different judges, you know. I've met a lot of wonderful people on the show, you know, that definitely helped me. I definitely got to thank Simon and, you know, LA and everyone that was there throughout the show helping me to grow as, you know, not only a singer but as an artist, to help me to get, you know, to my music to where it needs to be, I guess, you know. It was definitely
yes.
a journey, though. It was a lot of hard work, a lot of many nights that I stayed up either rehearsing a song or trying to learn a different song or, you know, so I've definitely put in some work, you know, during the show.
Now, has it made your work ethic, I would say, stronger? Because sometimes you think you be working, but you don't really be working until you get into, be a part of X Factor or any other, competition or events. Do you think you gain something out of that as well, as far as your work ethic, being stronger a little bit?
Oh, definitely. It's definitely made me a lot stronger. It helped me to realize that, you know, everyone's not going to like what I sing. Everyone's not going to enjoy the music I pick out or, you know, it definitely helped make me stronger. I'll say that, you know, and it helped me to learn how to be on time and try to, you know, be the best me, basically. It taught me so much.
That's awesome. Was there ever a time that you felt nervous, I would say? Because it's a lot of people that you have to perform. And I know you perform in front of many, many people, but it seems like you got the audience, you got people watching from across the globe. I'm like, were you ever nervous?
Nervous? I wouldn't say I was nervous because for me, being in front of a crowd, I was so comfortable. I love to sing and perform. You know, just entertaining was, like, where I was comfortable. Butterflies and maybe, you know, anxiousness, definitely. I had a lot of that throughout the show, you know. Anytime,
okay.
You know, I went on stage, it was like, oh, I can't wait to sing my song and, you know, hear what people think, hear what the audience thinks, hear what the judges think. So for me, it was definitely a lot.
That is awesome. And I love all the contestants and performers. Do you ever keep in touch with them?
Oh, I keep in touch with everyone. I try to, you know, chat with everyone, see how they're doing with their career, you know, and how they're doing
yeah.
with, you know, their music. I just try to stay updated because, you know, I made a lot of friends on the show, you know, like for the rest of my life, I think I'll be really cool with a lot of these people, so.
And, you know, that's a good thing as artists because everybody is in different areas. And you can collab and get your music out in whatever area that the other artist's in. It's so much that, you know, that you can get out of just building those relationships.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, like I said, I've gained lifelong friends, definitely, because we all were, like, every Thursday night sitting, biting our nails, like, oh my God, who's going to come home tonight? And every time someone left, it was like a part of the family was leaving. So it was hard. Okay. Coming down closer towards the end, it was tough, you know, because I lost a lot of close people to me, you know. When Rachel left, it just broke me up. I was like, you know, that was like my little sister, you know. So Marcus was super cool, you know. When some of the groups left, it broke me up. So you get close to these people and you develop relationships with them, and then see them leave and not be on the show anymore. It was tough, you know, but you have to remember, like, everyone's in this competition. It's a competition, so you're out there to win, to do your best, you know, not to say, like, eliminate other people, but get other people eliminated by you doing better than them, I guess, on Thursdays, you know, or on Wednesday night.
Exactly. Now, we know that you've been working so hard since then. Tell us what you're currently working on and any new releases going on right now.
At this point, I'm still working on the album, and I tell people, you know, great things take time. At this point, mm-hmm. I'm just trying to get all my music together, get everything that I'm feeling together, so that way when I put this out for you guys, I will give you the very best of me. You know, I've been going to different events, you know, making different relationships, developing different relationships with other artists, you know, possibly some collabs. You know, just trying to get myself where I need to be, you know, get myself back in, you know, to the music and whatnot. Well, not back in because I really never left, you know, music is a part of me. But, you know, really getting everything together. So, like I said, when I put everything out there, everyone will enjoy it. You know, they'll be so, you know, excited about my music. I want people to be excited about my music. So I'm taking my time.
And you know what I love about this you just said, because I hope so many artists are listening to you right now and they can learn. There's no rush. It's on your
time.
Oh,
yeah, definitely. There's no rush.
Yes.
Like, for everyone out there that's trying to pursue your music, like, if you rush it, it won't be the best. You know, if you take your time, like, if you look at other artists, like, big artists out today, like, they run through their music and go through different things, you know, like, many, many months, even sometimes years, and they try to make sure that it's the best before they put it out. You know, they take their time. You know, some artists have, they'll tell you, you know, I've been finished with this song. This song has been done for, like, months now, but I just want to make sure that I go back and continue to listen to it to make sure that it's my very best.
Exactly. You want it to be your very best, and you know how you want it, and nobody can't tell you.
That's awesome. If you take your time, I'm pretty sure that it'll come out to be the best, at least for your taste, you know?
Exactly. It is. And also, you have to not only, you know, just put out the music, you got to kind of go with the flow, too, and see what's going on at that time as well, because right now it seems like there's people that's trying, or artists that's putting out music, and it's like 10 artists at one time that's putting out,
oh, yeah,
you know, music at one
oh, yeah,
time. So
yeah,
you want to make sure the timing is right. You want to make sure you got good quality music.
Exactly. That's what I always try to tell people. It's like, you can't rush these things. These things just, they have to happen in order for them to be the very best. You know, you have to make sure everything is right. The time that you release it, the you know, the crowd that you're trying to reach, everything, you know, it has to fall in place, you know?
Yes. And I want to tell you, Millie, you got so many fans and people that support you as well, because I tell you, right now, my social networking and sites are going crazy. I see so many Melanie Ann's and Melanie Amaro different Twitter pages right now, and they are going crazy.
Well,
right now on
know.
My social media. Yeah.
That's
everybody's
awesome.
Showing
that's
love.
Awesome. You know, well, I think that's the best thing to me. It's like, you know, trying to connect with all your fans and trying to stay, you know, I guess relevant with them on any social network, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, or whatnot, you try to show them love as much as you can, because through some of these social networks, you know, I feel like some of your fans feel super connected to you, you know, like they want to stay updated with what you're doing. They're trying to follow your career because they're fans, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. And just to know that, I know it's got to feel good just to have those people, because sometimes you can't even get one person to support you. But just to know you have so many people across the globe, that is the best feeling ever. Yes, because it's hard. You want somebody to also see your vision as well as like when you're trying to pursue your dreams and everything, you want them to understand, like, this is what I'm doing and this is where I'm trying to go, and you just pretty much got the people that's in tune and they understand, it just motivates you, and it gets no better than that.
Yeah. Definitely. Like I said, you know, I just try to stay updated with everyone. And for anyone that's, like, not following me on Twitter, you know, you can follow me on Twitter at It's Melanie Amaro, at It's Melanie Amaro. And on Instagram, it's at It's Melanie Amaro 26. And you guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, and I'll keep you updated with what's going on with me, you know, tell you about what I'm doing with my music, where I'm going to be, different things like that. So stay updated with all of, you know, everything about me through my Twitter and my Instagram.
Most definitely. Can we expect, I would say, any tours or guest appearances
definitely.
Any network?
Definitely. Lots of, you know, different performances are coming up pretty soon. You know, definitely, like I said, stay updated. I'll let you know where I'll be performing. I'll definitely be keeping people updated through my Twitter. I think that'll be the best way to get everything out.
Okay. Most definitely. And congrats again on your performance in the Super Bowl as well. That was amazing.
Oh, thank you. I had a lot of fun on that. That was actually a lot of fun. I honestly, in all my life, never would have thought that I would ever be in a Pepsi commercial or, you know, get my commercial aired on the Super Bowl. You know, that was super exciting for me, and it was a first, and I hope not my last, you know. So.
And also with Elton John.
Oh, that was crazy. And the thing is, he's so
crazy.
Down to earth. He's such a great guy.
Awesome.
He's such a great guy. Speaking of things that I'll be doing coming up shortly, I'm going to be singing the national anthem at the Dodgers game.
Okay.
This Saturday, so definitely, you know, if you come out and watch the game, definitely come out. If it's being aired on television, definitely watch and support. You know, I'd really appreciate it.
Okay, all right, and we'll let the listeners know as well. We'll keep them in tune and updated with all that you have going on. Now, is there last words? Huh?
I just would like to say thank you to everyone, you know, for tuning in, listening. Definitely, you know, the Nikki Rich Show is definitely an awesome show, and I hope this won't be my last time speaking to you on the air.
No, and we hope to get a live interview as well. We're rolling out some new plans, so we definitely going to keep you updated as well.
Awesome. That sounds great to me.
Most definitely.
I just want to tell everybody, all my fans. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I say we're just ecstatic to have you.
It was definitely a pleasure.
Yes. And you said you wanted to tell your fans. What did you want to tell them? Let them know.
I just want to tell all my fans, thank you for supporting me and continue to support me. You know, I'm definitely working hard to make you guys proud. So continue to follow me and, you know, support me as much as you can, because it's definitely appreciated. And I love each and every one of you.
Most definitely. And I just say, you keep focused, keep God first, and just don't give up. Just stay focused and continue what you're doing, because you're on the right track, and I just wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I really do.
Most definitely. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end tonight by saying God bless.
Oh, amen to that. I love that.
And have a great night, okay?
You do the same. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And to all the listeners out there, we just had an amazing guest, Miss Melanie Amaro, on. You can go back and listen on iTunes. You can download for free. It doesn't cost a thing. You can also check us out on College Underground Radio. It's being broadcasted live right now, as well as not only College Underground Radio, we're on NikkiRichShow.com, NikkiRichShow.com. And to all the listeners, we thank you so much for being a part of the movement, and we hope that everybody is enjoying tonight's show. And again, you got to keep it locked in to the hottest radio station. We only bring on the best. And again, shout out to all of you guys. Right now we're on Twitter. I definitely want to shout out our Twitter fans that's listening in right now. Callie Queen V, shout out to you, and it's spelled CALIQWEENVEE. And shout out to Love Melanie Ann as well, and also X Team Melanie X, shout out to her. So many tuned in right now. Thank you guys for showing so much love, and we're so glad that you guys can tune in. And yes, we are excited about the movement and our guests. And like I stated before, we will be changing the Nikki Rich Show format, and you got to keep it locked in, because yes, it's going to be changed starting July, and we're pumped up, and we're pumped up about it. But we're going to go right now to some more hot new music we have. And then after that, we're going to wind things down on the Nikki Rich Show. So we're going to play the best of our independent artists. And when I say we have the best, we only bring on the best. And again, follow us on Twitter. At Miss Nikki Rich. Again, it's at Miss Nikki Rich. You can also not only go to Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as well. We're going to go right now to J.O. Music, Time and Time Again.
Time.
All right. You're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. Right now, we're rocking it out with Miss Theda Marie, and this is Top Notch Girl.
To the top notch girl, to the top notch girl. Put your hands in the air to a top notch girl. To the top notch girl, to the top notch girl. Put your hands in the air to a top notch girl. To the top notch girl, to the top notch girl. Put your hands in the air, put your hands in the air, put your hands in the air, put your hands in the air. To the top notch girl, to the top notch girl, to the top notch girl, to the top notch girl. You get your head did it and your nails too. They looking cute at the end of the make it tell you. Keep it poppin', now you're brand new. Hey, you steady winning, so you can't lose. Go on and check it off your list. 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 Now I'm here to kiss. Now I'm here to kiss. Now I'm here to kiss. Now I'm here to kiss.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. That's Lady Gaga, Just Dance. We're running things down here tonight. Much love to all you that tune in. You can log on at NikkiRichShow.com or go to College Underground Radio, or not even that. You can also go to iTunes and download the Nikki Rich Show. And we wind down here tonight. If you want to be a part of the show, you can email us, NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. We are leaving you tonight with Miss P. LaCondry, and this is Tutu Pad Me. Winding it down. Much love to our listeners tonight. It's been a great night again. We thank you, and we always end by saying we wish you all the best. Much love and success. We end by saying God bless.
Nikki Reed.
So now the hottest show on the internet. The Nikki Reed Show.